starter who can up the clutches.
Nebraska played a great game, clearly the better team today. Unfortunate, you know, Manka didn't look like the normal Manka. The velocity was down, didn't really have a secondary pitch, and we got behind. I thought
Kinnear did a nice job kind of getting out of the mess we were in, but at that point, I said 4 or 5 runs in, and we never really could mount. They threw a variety of good arms. The quality of the at-bat was clearly not good enough. Again, a lot of strikeouts. Thought we played solid defense. McCulley played a great second base. Sutzer made a good play. Chase ran some balls down. Frazier, no problem with the defense. But getting out of the gate in that way kind of set us back a little bit. And we went through that last year at times. We have to figure out a way to try to recreate some energy and offense in the middle of that, because there was not much until Miles hit the ball and then Chase stole second, and we had the entanglement with him trying to steal third, I guess. Tough, like not well played. They played great, and this tournament gives you that opportunity to see some really good teams. That team returned a ton of players. They're good. They're versatile. They're offensive. They're aggressive. They're mature. They played a great game. There was concern of how this was going to look and feel, and Mike and I agreed that maybe starting him, if it wasn't right, like put us in a little bit of a predicament. And we trusted Manka to give us 60 pitches, using Veer in the middle part of the innings, so we knew we could have some guys right behind him if we needed it. I thought he was good. The first 20 pitches, good. Then he lost the feel for the changeup a little bit. It seemed like the third time out. But you can see the makings of what it can do. It's a mixture of stuff. It's deceptive. He knows what he's doing. So that's how we landed in that spot. I thought Eccles was better today, and I thought Bond, that's on the verge of power stuff, and we're going to need him. It was good to see him go out there with that kind of moxie and finish the day the way he
did. Twice, where do you want to see this team with this?
Well, so it's the variety that you see from at-bat to at-bat in some bases, day-to-day, maturing and easy to some of the things we try to work on that are like your golf club. Like you pull a golf club out for a shorty shot, the offense preferred, you have to align what you're looking to do in the lanes with really how you be pitched. Easier said than done. And you know, the guy that play in this stadium at the major league level, that's really the breaking point of it. We have to be able to recognize and game plan a little bit when you're right there based on what that looks like, how your meetings have, what you're seeing, what you're not seeing. It's a difficult part of hitting, but we're in something we have to grow through a little bit. There were lost in the mess today. Some of our better at-bats, the balls we did hit hard, we had nothing to go for it. And that's unfortunate, but there was this work, the ratio of good at-bats.
It wasn't enough.
What'd you see on that inside the parlor?
Well, the cork in the corner, Stutzer gave it all he had and crashed into it, and that ball just kicked completely based on the angle of the wall. And you'll see that once in 100 games, probably, where you just saw.
Pretty chance now we got dead on you there, Scott.
Man, they're dinged up for a while. Jace, we got to get some more assessments. I think Brody's going to be fine, but that was rough yesterday. They will be okay. I'm more concerned right now. Lever J, so we have to get more Seth news, man.
Yeah, you know, you're early in this and you catch 27 innings out of the game and you get beat up a bit. And Nate's experience, thankful Milt does a really good job, but those guys deserve an opportunity to play. So, harsh for the pot, but those other guys deserve a shot. They've been through a lot getting us to this point, and from Elta very good catcher, you can see the calmness and the presence he'd have. So he's good to get him in the game. We want to get Putnam in that back, and that seemed like the best record about it.
He had an offensive explosion yesterday in the first inning, kind of. You get Bailey's home run, but outside of that, feels like the bats have just not been able to either connect well or connect at all. How do you get that back going?
Well, you have to learn, and the video and the access to the technology and the things you have now, these guys need to apply it. And the staff does a really good job of feeding them information and what it looks like in the videos and the scouting report before we ever step on the field, and the amount of information that's there when the relief pitchers come in. There's a lot for them to digest, and then you have to go apply it. And I think we're getting caught in the middle of the digestion and the application, and we're not applying some of the information. Now, the pitch recognition, that's a whole different story. Like, if you don't recognize what's coming at you when the secondary pitches are in play, then it can be difficult. And we've seen some really good secondary kick. Good cutters, good sliders, good changeups. We've really seen it all, and it's a good experience. I know this is not pleasant, but you can't replicate this type of experience, and it'll help down the road. Not proud of how this looked today, but we have to take the growth and the information from it and try to learn and apply it.
Pick the C, speaking step.
His side flared up on it when we were at JE warming up. It's nothing with the arm. There was something in his side, and you know he's down, but he is trending in the right direction. That's a tough one. Yeah.
Anything else?
All right. Thank you, everyone. Thank you.